Many philosophers today would describe our philosophical world as nihilistic, meaning that at the core of this world, there is no ultimate meaning. But how does Homer respond to this question in his stories? As we know, in Homer's epics, in the Odyssey, the Iliad, there is a rich abundance of deities, of gods and goddesses, taking so many different forms with different kind of superpowers, ways of disguising themselves as mortal creatures. And in some circles, they may look down on this, see this as forms of idolatry and all sorts of wickedness. Well, I choose to see it in a very different way. I see it in the way that the Greek people were very open to transcendent beings, to mystery. They understood that they, as mortal creatures, were in need of divine beings. They saw the need to get up from sleep, to wake up. Itself required a god or a goddess. To go to sleep also requires a divine being, a god or a goddess. The changing of moods can also be brought about through some type of interaction between a mortal woman, a mortal man, and a divine being, a god or a goddess. So this understanding was so deep within the Greek people, and you see it all throughout the stories of Homer's hymns and of his epics. But then you also see certain figures, certain characters that demonstrate a reluctance or a kind of arrogance in the way in which they do not believe that they really need gods in their lives. Perhaps the greatest character that demonstrates this, that lives this out, is Ajax, the great warrior in the book of the Iliad. And in the Odyssey, Ajax fought alongside Achilles, fought Hector, was one of the great warriors in the Trojan War, fought alongside Odysseus. But in his own capacity to be a warrior, he felt as though it was entirely his own doing. He was, if you will, a self-made man. He was in total control, or at least he thought that. And so there was a scene in the book of the Odyssey where after the war, Ajax is leaving the island of Troy there, and he becomes shipwrecked. And even in the state of being shipwrecked, he still manages to escape death at sea. He finds himself on this large rock. And he begins with a kind of braggadocio, a way of feeling as though he had mastered the very throes of death itself and had escaped death and was safe on this rock. And he began to say as much. Well, the god Poseidon, the god in the sea, overheard Ajax bragging about his escape, and it kind of ticked off Poseidon to the point to where Poseidon strikes the rock, splits it in two, and there Ajax falls through the cleft of this rock and dies. That scene is a memorable scene, to me at least, because it's one of the few times when you see such a direct way of undoing a human being, in this case, Ajax's arrogance. In Homer's world, a deficient character is one who either ignores or denies their need for a divine being, for grace, for mercy, for a special blessing to accomplish a certain task. And in this way, I think Homer's world, rich with a great diversity of divine beings, is a great sign of what it means for us as human beings to be open, open to transcendence,